The Lord's comfort and sweet presence is with us, heart dwellers. Today is September the 18th, 2015, and I would ask for special prayers for Carol and her husband, Homer. He lost his brother and his brother's wife in a sudden motorcycle accident. The whole family is grieving and very much need your prayers, so please pray for them, Homer and Carol. And I'm sorry, but there probably won't be no PDFs for a while. She's gone back to Homer's hometown to help with the arrangements. So let's keep Carol and Homer lifted up, along with all the other relatives in the family who are suffering right now. And the Lord brought up this very topic, very timely, and this is what he had to say. Homer is not the only one who is suffering. There are many around you suffering, and I wish for you to be more attentive, more tuned in, more eager to touch them with your prayers. It is through suffering that you prove your love for me, and it is in suffering that I bring you the choicest grapes from the vine to comfort and console you. All of my children have suffering, but not all disclose to others what they are going through. That's why I ask you to be vigilant and attentive, listening for the beating of their hearts beyond the obvious in their lives. For this, you must be detached from what is going on in your lives to the point where you can truly tune into others. Listen for the whisper of my spirit when I point out to you, this is a suffering soul. They need a touch from me. Oh Lord, I see myself as blind and callous when it comes to others. Please change me. Please make me more sensitive to them instead of myself. And this is really true. I go shopping in a store or take care of errands, and I am so riveted on what I'm doing. I'm not thinking at all about spiritual things and what the people around me are going through. So you can pray for me for that, because I'm very dull when it comes to the people around me when I'm on task doing something. The Lord continued, "This is a good prayer for all of you, my brides. In your fever-pitched search for signs of my coming, you often brush right past souls I have sent to you for ministry. When you're taken up with your agendas, you tend to overlook everyone and everything that does not fit in with your goals. In the world, this is acceptable. In the spirit, it's a serious fault. Pray for me to endow you with greater sensitivity to those around you, especially the hurting. It is in seasons of hurting that souls are most pliable and teachable. It is in those seasons that they ask the important questions and are willing to look a little deeper into the meaning of their lives. Death has a way of interrupting the status quo and bringing to the forefront the brevity of life and the fact that I could require your life of you at any moment. These teachable moments are very often turning points in the lives of others. They awaken you to the deeper meaning of your life and bring up reviews asking questions such as, what if it were me in that coffin? Would I have done all I was called to do? Would Jesus say to me, well done, enter into your master's joy? Such questions are the beginning of deeper conversions and opportunities to grow in wisdom and grace. I don't say this about the immediate moment, but those moments in the shadowy hours of the night that just precede the dawn, when resistance is down and hearts are bared, I visit my servants in these hours to bring both peace and comfort, as well as challenging questions. Is this all my life was meant to be, or is there something more for me to do? The pain of separation is something I weep over, too. At those times, all I can do is wrap my comforting arms around you and pledge my faithfulness that you will see your loved one again. And when you do, they'll be young and smiling, happy and fulfilled, shining with a brightness never seen on earth. And the Lord brought to mind the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4:17 at this point. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. The Lord continued here, soon, very soon, beloved brides, you too will stand side by side with those you had to say farewell to on this earth. Yes, you will be raptured with those who were your relatives. You will be caught up in the air beside them. How wonderful, how marvelous, how comforting for those of you who are grieving. Again, I heard the beginning of a scripture. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. That's John 14:1. Jesus continued, in this place you will laugh again, play with your loved ones gone before you. You will exult and rejoice in the Holy One and all that has been prepared for you in this realm. And everything will be suited to your taste, exactly what you most enjoyed on this earth. That will be the place I prepare for you in heaven. You will picnic together, explore together, visit one another's dwellings together, and best of all, be together for eternity. Yes, there will be learning, play, study, and recreation, creativity, and all will come quite naturally to you in your glorified bodies. And oh, the wonderful positions I have for you to fill in heaven, the wonderful work you will set about to do with others of like mind and heart. No more misunderstanding, competition, jealousy, or the like. Everyone here works for the edification of their brother and their sister. Rather than cold indifference, you'll be greeted with heartwarming love and acceptance, and all that you put your hand to will also be praised and encouraged. You see, in heaven there's no jealousy or ignorance, only joy and affirmation. All materials and equipment will be provided for you. Nothing will be lacking. You are going to love the ease and glory of a life in heaven. When it is time to worship, your hearts will be enkindled to a blazing fire that no one can quench. And what remains to be healed will be healed by the breathtaking power of God. Never again will you struggle, lament, or mourn. All shall come to you just as you desire it, for everywhere and everything will be filled with the glory of God, and nothing shall be lacking to anyone. This is the supreme bliss of heaven. So take heart. Be encouraged. Your sojourn on this earth is nearly at its end, and soon you will be reunited with those who have been taken from you in this life. There's a picnic basket with your family name on it, a huge oak in a lush meadow filled with flowers and green grass, with blankets spread beneath it, and all your relatives and pets are there waiting for you. Console one another with these thoughts, beloved, for I am coming soon.